What do you get when you put a bluegrass family with a bluegrass family and you create a marriage? You end up with 25 years of good music. Bluegrass? Well, let's just call it Jeff and Sherry music. And we've got 25 years of that now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Jeff and Sherry Easter are with us, and I'm telling you that 25 years has flown by. Music that is has been very creative. I mean, you do some of the standards, you do some of the remakes, but everything has a very unique touch. And I don't think you could find another guy that sounds like a Jeff Easter or another lady who sounds like a Sherry Easter until you put those two together, and you've got just, again, that magical kind of sound that, I mean, let's face it, every fingerprint's different, every person's different, but there's something about Jeff and Sherry music that is truly, truly unique. 25 years, I will ask you in a very carefully worded way, after 25 years of marriage, how do you climb on a bus and continue to sing and put passion into what you do?
Well, let me answer that one. Every day with Sherry's a brand new day. It's like the first date. I mean, we have so much respect for each other. I know I do for Sherry. I don't know how she feels, but
you do.
But every time we go out, if we go out on a date, if we're going out on the road, it's really just like the first date. You know,
yeah,
it's just
still
exciting to me to know that God put blinders on her, and she's like, well, she took me, and we've been together for 25 years, and it's been a wonderful ride. Now, we've had some ups and downs, and we've had raising teenagers and, you know, your typical family deals, you know, but we've learned through it all to stick it together.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, my guests today on Daniel Britt and Friends. They're celebrating 25 years of marriage and music with a new 2-CD compilation called Silver Anniversary.
Sitting on the front porch, rocking in a rocking chair, holding hands till evening comes, with so many things to share. Lying in a grassy field, looking up at starry skies, can't think of anything sweeter than having you to share my life. That's what love is.
made the words say what they should. I wanna tell you how I feel about you. Oh, but they don't make the words that good. My love, you doesn't say how much I love you. And I need you doesn't say how much I do. Just ain't long enough to say how long I would. And they don't make words that good. For years I've heard words can't describe your feelings. Thought by now I'd find the words that could. Search for ways to tell you. I've learned they don't make words that good. And I love you doesn't say how much I love you. And I need you doesn't say how much I do. Never just stay long enough to say how long I would. And they don't make words that could. When I said I do, I meant forever. But do you really know just how I feel? I love you doesn't say how much I love you. And I need you doesn't say how much I do. Never just stay
and Sherry Easter from the Silver Anniversary Project, celebrating 25 years of marriage and music. Our conversation with Jeff and Sherry picks up here.
I've told people a lot this year that when I first got married, I thought that what we had was very special, very rare, very unique, and nobody else had another love like ours. Our love was just outrageously special. I still believe that. But 10 years into it, I kind of felt like, well, maybe the reason we're so in love is because we have a lot of commonalities. Mm-hmm. We like the same things, and we get along well because of that. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe it's after 25 years, maybe it's because we each get up every morning and decide to stay married and to stay happy. It's all about commitment. Because I can honestly say that I love Jeff with all of my heart. And it's very easy to stand on stage and sing a love song to him because, you know, I truly do believe it. And it's just, we feel very gifted to be able to travel together the way we do, to sing together, to have our children with us. And I can't imagine, he'll tell you all the time, he suggests for me, well, why don't you go shopping with someone? Or I'm like, no, I'd rather go with you. You know, and we really do enjoy being together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And that's just kind of the way Jeff and Sherry like it.
Well, and there's nothing hidden. I can look in her eyes and know. I mean, when we first started dating, I laid all the cards on the table. She knew everything I'd ever done. And being from Mount Airy, a mischievous guy like me, there were some things I probably shouldn't have told her about. You know what? She's going to know everything I've ever done in my life. And it don't bite you later, you know?
Did it scare you, Sherry?
You know what's funny? There were a few things that I had questions about. But, you know, I'm a very honest person. Yeah. And you know, my entire family, we are almost honest to a fault some days. And so, you know, it's really been the glue and the stronghold for our marriage because there's such an incredible trust level because we've been so open with each other.
And the
no
eyes,
surprises.
The eyes are the window to the soul. I mean, she looks at me in the eyes and I look at her in the eyes and we know there's nothing hidden. She knows everything about me. And I mean, I've done little things like, I don't know, just
Well, like buy a new pair of shoes. I go buy a new pair of shoes, and I think, I shouldn't have bought those shoes. And I hear these women that say, I bought these shoes, and I left them in my trunk, and then I snuck them in the house, and my husband wouldn't see. I can't even do that. I go in and say, Jeff, I spent money, and I shouldn't have, but I got me a new pair of shoes. Look how great they look. You know, so even little things.
And I've had buddies, man, oh, you don't have to tell Sherry every little thing. I said, it ain't nothing. Because she's going to ask me, you know. And I'm like, I ain't going to get caught not being honest with Sherry. And so that's the whole deal with our marriage, is knowing when I look at her in the eyes. And my kids, you know, looking at them, they know it's the real. We're not hiding. You know, we're just honest and open.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Jeff and Sherry Easter, now celebrating 25 years of music and marriage.
Your eyes and your smile, your heart can tell me how.
Sands in the sea, I
each other. And when each day is through, we will pray together, asking God to lead, knowing He'll be faithful to us eternally. I give you my heart.
Album set, Silver Anniversary, Jeff and Sherry Easter, here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Our conversation continues.
Last night, my wife and I were able to go out on a date alone, and we ended up, nice dinner, and then we went to a local gardens and rose garden, went walking, and the cell phone, both of our cell phones kept vibrating, and there was a new Facebook or a new text or something, and at one point you're like, we got to put the phones down and look at each other, you know.
Yes,
and
you
have you found 25 years down the road, there are some different struggles that come along that may tend to distract you on a date night or just in a marriage?
Well, I think, Jeff may have a totally different answer, but my answer is I never dreamed that children could bring out such passion, because some of the most hurtful and the most difficult times that we have shared as a couple has been over our children. Mm-hmm. Because you're very passionate, you're very instinctively protective. Mm-hmm. Over those kids, and he has a certain idea about how this should be handled, or and my idea may be totally different. Mm-hmm. He may think that this needs confrontation. I may think that this needs to, wait. Let's wait and talk to him about, and you don't realize how passionate those arguments can get. So that has been something that has kind of grown, I guess, over 25 years. We've learned to, talk about things like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as, date night and making time for each other, I can remember when I went back to school to get my master's. Every now and then he would look at me and he would say, have you got time to spend with me today, or are you going to still look at that book? And then there have been times, because Jeff Easter, if anybody who knows Jeff Easter, he's a phone guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll look at him every now and then, okay, time to turn the phone off. So we're very open with each other about when it starts to bother us. He tells me, too, I make a lot of lists. He says, can you write my name on that list?
And I don't have a list. I found out the ladies will make a list, the to-do list, and the things. And the guys are like, when do I get to do what I want? I want to go work on my car. I just want to go hang out and clean up my car and watch.
You know what I laughed at the other day with Shannon, my new daughter-in-law? Uh-huh. I was offering her some advice. And I said, Jeff was doing an interview with somebody, and they said, what do you do when you have free time? And Jeff said, I like to work on my old cars. I like to go down and do this and the shit. He said, and Sherry, she has things she likes to do. And I told Shannon, I said, see, I never get to do anything free time.
Right.
A woman's work is never done.
I know. You have to budget it, put on your list, put free time on the list.
Free time. I need to write free time up, because, literally, it is, because you handle the business together.
Yeah.
And then it comes time for the children and the home. And that is more of my responsibility. And so, he kind of gets a day off every day. I tell him all the time, you can leave the trash sitting there until we trip over it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you try not buying groceries or not washing clothes
or
not bathing the children. People notice.
Right.
Your love is lifting me higher.
last forever. And I want you here with me. From tonight until the end of time, you should know everywhere I go, you're always on my mind, you're in my heart, in my soul. Baby, you're the meaning in my life, you're the inspiration, you bring feeling to my life, you're the inspiration. I wanna have you near me, I wanna have you hear me say, yeah. No one needs you more than I need you. And I know,
and I know,
yes I know that it's plain to see, we're so in love when we're together.
And I know
that I need you here with me. From tonight until the end of time, you should know,
you should need to know,
everywhere I go, you're always on my mind, you're in my heart, you're in my soul. Baby, you're the meaning in my life, you're the inspiration, you bring feeling to my life, you're the inspiration. I wanna have you near me, I wanna have you hear me say, yeah. No one needs you more.
Sherry Easter, 25 years of marriage and music. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and our conversation with Jeff and Sherry picks up here.
Family is a big part of the Easters, both with your the families you came from, but now your own family that has come full circle, and you have Madison and Morgan both singing, and Mara's developing, I know. So I guess let's just take turns. Jeff, you tell me just a huge highlight of a mother that Sherry is, and let's hear Jeff's strong points in fatherhood, I guess.
Well, Sherry, just like today, you know, Morgan, she won local for her trio for the high school. And the thing about our high school, they told us as long as, you know, we work with them, they will work with us. And so we're blessed that we don't have to homeschool our kids, that they get to go to public school. So they had a state competition, and Morgan called today, and, you know, they came in like second or something. So she wasn't beating herself up, but Sherry was making sure as a mom. She was like, you know what, baby, you know how talented you are and how blessed you are to be able to do what you do. And thank God Morgan got to go see the other side. And the cool thing about it, going through this school where all these high school students were, a young man stopped her and said, are you Morgan Easter? You know, and said he loved her singing with Jeff and Sherry. But as far as a mom, Sherry just does, I mean, she's incredible. She listens where a lot of times I don't. You know, Madison, 22 years old, he has a point. He wants to debate. He likes, you know, debate team. I didn't know what a debate team was. You know, I'm like, I just say, this is the way I look at it. This is the way you look at it. You got your opinion. I got mine. I love you. Yeah, just walk on.
That's right.
And so he loves to get his point across. And Sherry's willing to listen, and more than me, you know, as far as those kind of things. And she's just a great mom as far as just – taking care of the kids. And like some mornings when Mara's ready to go to school, I don't want to go to school this morning. I'm like, well, let her lay out. You know, yeah, she don't have to go. You know, she's just in, what's it called?
Preschool.
Preschool.
Yeah.
And, but Sherry's like, no, we get it started here. It's going to start from now. And
right.
Once Mara gets to school, she's tickled. She's glad she went to see her friends.
Yeah.
I have made the statement to other parents. I said, if you're having a trouble taking a pacifier away from a child, you're going to really be in for it when they're 15 and 16.
That's true.
So that's kind of what I do. You know, I'll just kind of, you know, put my foot down and say, okay, this, we're not going to do that, you know, set boundaries. Jeff is not as good with the boundaries. He likes to tiptoe over them a little bit. But one thing he does and does so well, and I will use this morning as an example. I was busy at the time when he was finding out from Morgan about, you know, her state competition, and I sensed so much tenderness in his voice, and the very same things that I would have said to her, he said in such a more diplomatic way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have probably said the same things, but I would have been not as quick to sugarcoat them. And he was just very good at speaking with kindness to her. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just incredible because, you know, as a father, these kids, in a very good way, know that Dad's the pushover. So they will go to Dad when they need a little bit of lenience.
Right.
And today it was just good to hear him, you know, comforting her because Jeff's a wonderful father. He has been to all three of my youngins.
Well, it's like you said, start with, it came from my family. My mom and dad are pushovers. My dad is the biggest pushover, you know. And so I guess I learned it from Dad. And, you know, not that it's, I don't have to hassle. I just like, I love Garth Brooks' statement one time when I heard him do an interview. Said, you know what, in my house, my mom and dad let me live in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way we are, too, at our house. Mm-hmm. We just, our kids, I mean, now Madison, reminds us, Mara goes through our house on the hardwood floors with a scooter.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Hey, I never got to ride a scooter. I said, you never had a scooter, dude. You know, you had a scooter.
Well, I remind him that the hardwood floors weren't old back then. They were brand new back then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Jeff and Sherry Easter, celebrating 25 years of marriage and 25 years of music, like this from the Silver Anniversary Double Disc Project.
We've been friends since way back when. We've had our ups and downs. We've held on and sung our songs like a couple of circus clowns.
Times got tough and the way seemed rough. We closed our eyes and let love see us through. And we know for sure that we can endure all that comes against me and you. We're loving each other, loving my heart, fighting against all circumstance that can tear us apart. Arming our hearts with a sword and shield, walking not by our side, by what we feel. We'll know our way, cause we're loving by heart. We said I do, and our words were true. We made a promise to let love show.
Cause we're loving by come to an end. But in this life I found the one exception. It's a love that ever grows and never ends. Well, I've got a love deeper than the ocean, stronger than a river, but gentle as a lamb, taller than the highest mountain, small enough to live in my heart. From my Father above, I've got a love. Love has always been more like a mystery, without a clue to ever help me find.
On Daniel Britt and Friends. 25 years, marriage, music, memories. Silver Anniversary is their new double disc project, highlighting the love songs throughout their career, all with a gospel foundation that's firm.
I heard a preacher say that every time a Christian psychologist or therapist writes a marriage book, you know, 100 marriages go down the tubes because you can't live up to some of that stuff. But he said, I'm not going to write one because as soon as I write one, watch my marriage end or something, yeah. You know. So he said, if I did write one, it would be two words, don't leave. And that's the advice. And I think I hear that in the commitment you guys have talked about, 25 years. And we'll talk about the music. We've been listening to some of it, but we'll get into the recording process of that and maybe some of the choices behind the songs. Is commitment harder for today's generation than it was 25 years ago?
I think it is, because I think we have somehow told our children that when things get too tough, just leave.
Easy button.
Yeah. Just the quick and easy fix. And I read an article yesterday talking about, you know, marriages and what's the key to marriage. And one of the first things it listed, don't ever use the D word.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a threaten. You know, when you threaten someone with divorce, you know, after you threaten it once, then where do you go from there?
Right.
You know, you've either, it's just a really tough place to be, I think. And I remind Jeff, and he reminds me every day that we ever have a you know, an argument or a difference of opinions, you know, we set out on this to have a journey together. And it does require a daily commitment. And I love that. I had never heard don't leave. But that's probably the key. That's probably the key. And I think the funny thing about it is when you've been married as long as we have, 25 years, we have stumbled upon some of the greatest psychological revelations. It's amazing. Yeah. You really do. Because nobody had, I mean, that wasn't written in a book for us 25 years ago. I didn't read that. We just kind of decided that this is the way we need to live. We need to commit every day. And you know, it's nice to know that somebody's putting it in a book.
Let's live, I love you. Let's mean it from the heart. Let's remember how it should be, like we love from the start. Let's live, I love you. Let's show how much we care. It's time for us to share. Let's live, I love you.
Life is just a journey of choices we must make. Our final destination rests upon the road we take. To say it's always sunshine is nothing but a myth. But there's no doubt it's easier when there's one to share it with. So take my hand and we'll take this road. Hold on tight and don't let go. We'll leave footprints of faith with each step we take. And we'll never walk alone if we take this road.
Through the shadows of the valley, sometimes we're sure to cry. Some days we'll reach the mountaintop and feel like we can fly. May get tired and stumble, and we might get off track. But when you're holding to a promise, there's no turning back. So take my hand, take this road.
From the project Silver Anniversary, Jeff and Sherry Easter, celebrating just that, 25 years of marriage and music. And the conversation continues now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Do you think traveling on a bus, traveling in kind of a family business like you guys are doing, you work together, is that for everybody?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. But you got to look at me and Jeff. It all goes back to our history and our, you know, family's legacy. He grew up on a bus with his aunts and uncles and cousins, and I grew up on a bus with my mom and aunts and uncles, grandparents. So, see, we were both brought up in just abnormally close families. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it works with us.
And I think that's harder because you got so many inputs from aunts and uncles to where on our bus it's mom and dad and the kids. Now Madison with his wife, I mean, she's precious. It's like Sherry says, God outdone himself because we prayed for Madison's mate while she was carrying him, you know. And so as far as Morgan, sure, there's drama. She's 17 now. Madison's 22. He's a great young man. He's growing up. But, you know, we went through the tough years of 15 to 22, you know. And just like any other family, you know, we have our little deals. And especially having an age difference of 22, Madison and Mara 5.
Tell them that last week.
Yeah, sitting on a bus and just up in the front lounge, our driver's trying to sleep in the bunk area, and Mara screaming. I said, "What's going on?" And Mara, 5 years old, "He's looking at me." And I looked at Madison, 22. I said, "Just stop looking at her. It's simple. Stop, Madison." "Well, I think that's silly. That's stupid that I can't even look at my own sister." I'm like, "You're 22. Look at TV."
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, so yeah, that's
it's
our
like
world.
Somebody told them they were siblings.
Right.
You
right,
know, somebody yeah. said, "You're siblings. This is the way you're supposed to act."
But it's, we couldn't ask for it any better. It's like, to me, it's a vacation every weekend.
Really,
we're blessed. We pray every week before we leave. Our driver's Madison's best friend. His name is Tyler Huff. He's an incredible guy. Our drummer, Kyle Calloway, ain't a nicer guy in the world. He's been with us 3 years. And just, I tell everybody, he's like a chicken. He wakes up in a new world every day. I mean, he just, he'll go say, I got me some iced tea while I go at McDonald's. I'm like, what's funny about that, Kyle? But he's a great drummer and a great guy. And he takes care of Mara, you know.
Yeah.
And there you go. He comes up. He told me one day, he said, Mara kicked me the other day. What should I do? I said, be very firm with her, you know, and let her know she will get a spanking from her dad if she does it again. And so I had a talk with her. And so, you know, it's just little thing.
Yeah.
Communication, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let my kid, you know,
be disrespectful.
Yeah. to an employee of ours.
Silver Anniversary, 25 years of music and marriage. Jeff and Sherry Easter, my guest today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Standing up ahead, she smiles and hides her face in a peekaboo charade. And there's a little boy holding hands with mom. She gently wipes his cheek, then holds him in her. There's a gentle face
takes love to know love. And when it's true love, it comes from your heart and not your mind. It took you to know me, your heart to show.
Daniel Britt and Friends, featuring 25 years of Jeff and Sherry Easter, marriage and music. A new double disc project now available everywhere.
Lost to watch, clothes to fold, bills to pay, and a baby to hold. It's an ordinary lifestyle, kind of humdrum, but I wouldn't trade places with anyone. Everyday love, everyday life, that's how it is with a husband and wife. Both giving it everything we have, taking the good along with the bad. This everyday love means everything to me.
A roof to fix and grass to mow. Money's getting low, but I'm just half of his and hers. Oh, but we stick together for better or worse.
Everyday love, everyday life, that's how it is with a husband and wife.
We're both giving it everything we have, we're taking a good along with the bad.
Everyday love means everything to me. Everyday love, everyday life, that's how it is with a husband and a wife.
We're both giving it everything we have, we're taking the good along with the bad.
With this everyday love means everything to me.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, congratulations on 25 years of marriage and music. The double disc project we've been listening to is available now. It's simply titled Jeff and Sherry Easter Silver Anniversary. Online, you can find them at jeffandsherryeaster.com. We're placing a bookmark here in our conversation and at our listening party, and we'll resume next week, next time here on Daniel Britt and Friends, part two of Jeff and Sherry, 25 years, the Silver Anniversary. See you next time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.